This is Northwest News on KPLU. People who would have benefited from President Obama's plan to stop deportations of some undocumented immigrants are expressing disappointment. The Supreme Court effectively blocked implementation of the plan that would have allowed parents of children here legally to stay in the U.S. as well. More from KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle.
Ella Tinoco stands on the federal courthouse steps in Seattle. She's here with other immigrant rights activists to denounce the U.S. Supreme Court decision. She speaks through an interpreter.
This is a devastating day for me and for all of the immigrant community that had put our faith and hope on the president's executive action.
Tinoco, who came to the U.S. after fleeing violence in her home country of Honduras, says undocumented immigrants like herself often wait years for the U.S. to act on their petitions to stay. Seattle City Council member Lorena Gonzalez says in light of the decision from the Supreme Court, it's time to double down.
Double down on making sure that immigrant U.S. citizens register to vote. Double down on making sure that they turn out to vote.
She says changing the makeup of Congress is the best way to ensure immigration reform. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.